The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. We are surrounded by feckless, gutless, wussified Republicans, my friends. The rhino problem has grown to a level that we have not seen ever. We've got to stand up to it. Today's program in Georgia, there is a movement to impeach Fannie Willis, the corrupt, weaponized district attorney down there in Georgia. But it's being stopped by the governor, Brian Kemp, a rhino, and their state attorney general, Chris Carr. A rhino. They could stop it right now and send all of this nonsense to the federal court, where precedent exists that whenever one of these cases that was filed in state court that should rightly be filed in federal court, whenever it's reversed and sent back to federal court, they have all of them been thrown out. We're going to talk about this and much more today. The Right Side with Doug Billings is now upon you. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hey, everybody. My name is General Mike Flynn. And I'm here to do a big shout out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings, Right Side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. We're winning, winning, winning. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready?
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God, and His divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where it is official. Intellectually immature liberals are everywhere. And Georgia is a place where it seems as if they are being bred most quickly. Senator Colton Moore. A good senator, a Republican senator who's a conservative, is trying to put forth legislation in Georgia that would impeach the radical, weaponized Georgia district attorney, Fannie Willis, down there. And he's making some good progress. He's been hit with a few roadblocks, but you can Google the words Fannie Willis in Georgia, and what we'll come back with is the definition of the dullest knife in the drawer, ladies and gentlemen. She's not a quick wit. She's not smart. She is not someone who has thought this through. And when we see Colton Moore, who I think is a good guy, trying to put this legislation forward, we have to remind ourselves that we're surrounded by rhinos who don't support him, and not just in Georgia, but throughout the country. Take a look at this short video clip. Clip number one. With Senator Colton Moore from Georgia talking about what he plans to do with the intellectually immature Fannie Willis in Georgia. Take a look.
Colton Moore is moving to impeach D.A. Willis over the charges brought against the former president, accusing her of carrying out a political agenda against Donald Trump. With us now, Georgia State Senator Colton Moore. State Senator, welcome to National Report. If you could just walk us through, what would an impeachment inquiry even look like in the state of Georgia?
Well, the legislature has an important role, and that is oversight of judicial and executive officers in this state, just like it is in states all across the country. My role as a state senator, I have a job to do. People expect me to do that job, and that's why I've launched this process of calling for a special session to immediately convene so we can first and foremost defund this rogue district attorney, and secondly, investigate this district attorney, and if the corruption is found, ultimately impeach.
So the impeachment process beginning to happen out there, the radical left wing against them is a wing that has been captivated by the Communist Socialist Party. You know, you've heard me say before, there are no more Democrats in the elected class. It's never more true than what we see in Georgia. Look, my friends, District Attorney Fannie Willis campaigned. She campaigned on indicting President Trump. Before any factual evidence was revealed, before any investigations took place, she was bragging about and campaigning about being the one who would prosecute and bring charges against President Trump. And so she is fulfilling this promise, irregardless of how much truth and validity there is in her case. Ladies and gentlemen, there is none. It's a work of fiction. It's a weaponization of her office. And what's more pertinent to all of this is that her case is comprised of pieces of fiction and rights that are afforded to President Trump. She's got fictitious works against actual rights that belong to President Trump via our Constitution. The short story of her prosecution is that she's pressing charges against President Trump's expression of his First Amendment rights. That's what this all boils down to. And the senator from Georgia, Colton Moore, presenting issues and evidence that may just have a bite to them, my friends. And this is really good news in a time when we need good news, because the number of Republicans who want this action to take place is growing. Now, there's still lots of work to do, but it's a good sign that we have Republicans showing some backbone here. We've been surrounded for far too long by the wussification of the Republican Party, these rhinos, these neocons, these feckless wonders of the Republican Party who do nothing. And by virtue of their nothingness, they embolden the tyranny that's been cast upon us by the radical left. Why would the radical left have anything to fear? They don't, because they know the feckless rhinos in the elected class will do nothing to stop them. As I said in one of my shows last week, the radical left has nothing to fear because Republicans don't hold them accountable. Until now, at least in Georgia, what appears to be some good work, as if there's some momentum behind this movement to impeach the district attorney, Fannie Willis, out there. The bite of all of this is that earlier this year, Georgia legislatures passed Bill 92. It's called Bill 92, which gives the legislation or the legislature permission to create committees that would, in the case of a rogue district attorney, for example, give them the right to remove said district attorney. This is the reason that the commission was born. They had nothing to do really with President Trump. And as you all know, throughout the Republic, in states that are run, led, and managed by members of the Commune Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, there are district attorneys who do not prosecute violent criminals with extreme prejudice. They'll let criminals go out early if they're even sentenced at all, but they'll go after Trump because they know that's what the radical base wants them to do. Truth be damned. They don't need truth. They throw anything against the wall to see if it sticks, and that's what we're experiencing now. The more indictments, by the way, that Trump faces, the higher his electability value rises. The fact that they rarely prosecute violent criminals to the full extent of the law is a telltale sign of what they really want in this country. It's chaos. And the indictments against Trump are just part of the recipe of more chaos. The lack of prosecution with extreme prejudice of violent criminals in America has led to all sorts of crime, all sorts of crime in these blue states. And they're spending time on President Trump. People who are in jail of a gun law violation are let out early, if they're even sent to jail at all, and they commit mass shootings a day, a week, or a month, or a year later. This is a recurring story that you will not hear about in the mainstream media, but we all know, you and I, members of the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land, you know it happens every time there's one of these mass shootings. You can count on the fact that there was something wrong with the way that person was either treated, dealt with, or prosecuted or not within society. It's all part of the purposefully designed chaos that the radical left, Commune Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, wants to cast down upon us. They've been doing this certainly since Administrator Biden took office, but before that as well. Chaos, remember this, chaos is their patron demon. It's who they depend upon. But now in Georgia, the legislature has a sense of urgency to seat this partisan commission that was made possible by the bill called Senate Bill 92. And they're doing this to remove Fannie Willis. So this is good news, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to remove Fannie Willis from office for falsely indicting President Trump. We're going to talk much more about this, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to go to a website with me, liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Liveyoungerwithdoug.us. A great technology about activating your own body's stem cells to help regenerate, renew, refresh. I'm telling you, I wear this thing. It's a little patch you put on your the back of your neck or your hand, your belly, anywhere you choose to put it, really. But it is a it's X39. Liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get information. Not trying to hard sell you, but we're in this together. I am incredibly invigorated by this. Lots of energy. No more afternoon head droops. You know that feeling you get in the afternoon when you're, oh God, your head is drooping. None of it. It's gone. Sleeping much better. I'm telling you, it's incredible. It activates your own body's stem cells. We're in this together. I tell you these things only because I want you to benefit from them as well. Go over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Sign up. There's also ways that you can sign up and make money selling this stuff too, if you want. And again, don't forget liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Head over there immediately, sign up and get some information about this incredible new breakthrough. This patch that reactivates your own body stem cells to help heal, motivate, energize, give you back that youthful feeling that you had when you were, get that, young. Liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Head over there today. We appreciate it. So this groundswell of support in Georgia that is rising around this Colton Moore and his endeavor to impeach Fannie Willis down there is also spreading outside of Georgia. Imagine that. The one and only Newt Gingrich chimed in on this, and he thinks that it should be done as well, this impeachment. So take a look here. Clip number two with Newt.
Fannie Willis, she's asking for a March 4th trial date for the fourth indictment. That's a day before Super Tuesday, 8 days before Georgia's primary, and she launched a campaign fundraising website just days before the fourth indictment.
Well, Republicans have to understand that they're in a political war that is extraordinary and unlike anything we've seen since the Civil War. The Georgia legislature should have a special session and frankly disbar her. I mean, she has violated so many rules and is acting so inappropriately, she shouldn't be the district attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, in fact, the groundswell of support to impeach Fannie Willis has reached Arizona also, where United States Representative Andy Biggs, I love Andy, love what he does, I love how he thinks, he's created the Willis Act. Willis Act, which stands for Withholding Investments from Lawless Litigators in States Act, the Willis Act. Way to go, Andy. Cheers and tip of the hat to you from the middle of the fruited plain all the way out to you in Arizona. The awesomeness of Representative Andy Biggs, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, President Trump, along with all of the other 18 defendants in this weaponized work of fiction, are putting forth motions to have this case dismissed from state court and moved to federal court, which of course is because the actions that Fannie Willis has taken is targeting their work when they were members and federal officers or federal agents. So it's completely irresponsible, illogical for her to file these charges in the state court, which she has done. And constitutionally speaking, which is a foreign language to the radical left, I understand they don't know the Constitution, federal officials, if they're charged with improper acts, cannot be charged at the state level for things they did as members of the federal government. It is that simple. And therein again, ladies and gentlemen, lies all the hope that we need to understand why this work of fiction against President Trump will not stand. Now, they'll never let you know that. They don't want you to have any hint or clue that their plan won't work. They're desperate to try anything, as you've already known since he left office, to prevent him from getting back into office. It's part of Civics 101, ladies and gentlemen. Federalism doesn't work this way. You can't charge federal agents in state court. Now, it's not the first time that this rogue district attorney or other district attorneys have tried to hold federal charges in cases in state court. And therein, again, I remind you, therein lies our hope. Because in every instance, let me repeat that, in every instance in history where this has happened, where federal cases were taken away from the state and put back in federal jurisdictions, every one Every one of those cases was thrown out, my friends. And there are a number of legal experts out there who don't think this case will even see the light of day. But we prepare for anything, and we know that we have hope, but we also know that the deep state is treacherous. So historically speaking, whenever cases like this are moved from the state courts into the federal courts, they are dismissed. That's the history. That's the precedent. That's our hope. Now, we don't sit still with that hope. We continue to motivate and mobilize and get ready for whatever may happen. The question remains, of course, what are the Georgia Republicans going to do about all of this? We're plagued by rhinos throughout this republic, neocons, spineless, gutless members of the elected class within the Republican Party. And keep in mind that President Trump has reinvented the Republican Party, ladies and gentlemen. President Trump is now the leader of the Make America Great Again Republican Party. And there's a difference between those members of the elected class and the rhinos. The rhinos will not act because they like their elected class status. Yet within the current elected class in this Republican Party, men and women, these cowards who are in it, they're not in it for the benefit of the republic or for its people, but for their own self-interests. And that's why they don't want to let go of power. They see President Trump as a threat, and they are people who cower away from President Trump's message. These are the people we need to move quickly to vote out of office. You certainly can't count on Georgia's governor, can you? Brian Kemp. He's clearly a member of the royal court of rhinos in the elected class, if not the king of rhinos himself. Governor Kemp is refusing, get this, ladies and gentlemen, he's refusing to call a special session of the Georgia legislature in order to deal with this issue of impeachment of Fannie Willis. And although this example of wussification and cowardice is obvious to you and me and to people who are paying attention, in the end, his efforts will not matter, because eventually the Georgia legislature will have to come back into session, and they're going to have to deal with Colton Moore and the issues that he's bringing forth regarding the impeachment of Fannie Willis. Then, also in Georgia, their attorney general, his name is Chris Carr. He's a Republican, a rhino. He's also refusing to step in with regards to the motion to move the case out of federal court, out of state court into federal court. And even though, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it sounds so outrageous when you say these things that are true because they're not reported upon in the mainstream media. Georgia law requires, absolutely so, no questions asked, that the Georgia Attorney General, Chris Carr in this case, must get involved when cases are requested to be moved from the state court to the federal court. Yet he refuses to do it. Chris Carr, in his role as Attorney General of the state of Georgia, could shut this nonsense down right now if he chose to do so. But he does not choose to do so, ladies and gentlemen. With rhinos like Brian Kemp and Chris Carr, the radical left communist socialist, formerly known as the Democratic Party, do whatever they want to do with no fear of being held accountable. This is what we are up against. But there's great hope in you, we the people. Ladies and gentlemen, we never give up. We never back down. We always march forward. That's the nature of a Christian conservative. All right. LiveYoungerWithDoug.com, the sponsor of today's show. Head over to LiveYoungerWithDoug.us, I should say. LiveYoungerWithDoug.us. Get information about this amazing patch that reactivates your body's own stem cells. As you get older, the stem cells go dormant. This wakes them up. You get reinvigorated. You have more energy, healing faster, sleeping better. Try it and looking younger. LiveYoungerWithDoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Head over there today and check it out. I'll be right back after this short break. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Hey, how much do you spend on streaming services every month, including cable? Over $100? I bet you do, or at least close to it. What if I told you there's a company out there that would give you everything from Netflix to Stars to HBO to Hulu, to your local sports, your local channels, everything that you've always wanted. You like those Turner classic movies, whatever you like. Q Streaming, that's spelled C-U-E, Q Streaming, gives you everything for $59.99 a month, even pay-per-view events. Those of you that like pay-per-view sports, you can get them, and you don't pay the pay-per-view price. It's all included for that $59.99 a month. Go to therightside.myqstreaming.com, therightside.myqstreaming.com. Cut the cord to all of the other nonsense. Do it today, therightside.myqstreaming.com, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Believe it. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield. Electromagnetic pulse. Electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows, the slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com, stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it. For the republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I'm doing, again, what I'm called to do, saving the Republic with every breath I take and every move I make. I promise you that right now. We're getting ready to save the Republic, you and I, but by virtue of our involvement. Also want to remind you about an event I'm hosting in Kansas City, November 10th and 11th. It's Veterans Day weekend, November 10th and 11th in Kansas City. Come and join me for the Determined Patriotism Conference. We hit Kansas City on this stop of the tour. General Michael Flynn is the keynote speaker. We will have other great tier one speakers as well. Father James Altman, Tom Renz, Christy Hutcherson, Mel Kay, Ann Vandersteel, Alex Stone. We'll have local sheriff there. We'll have the Kansas chairman of the GOP, Mike Brown, will be joining us. All sorts of interesting guests and speakers as well. The Determined Patriotism Conference, November 10th and 11th. Head over to DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. And get tickets today as we stop over in Kansas City for that tour. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Kemp, Chris Carr out of Georgia, feckless, gutless rhinos, members of the deep state, the swamp, along with a multitude of others, they do in fact constitute what we know as the swamp or the deep state. What President Trump represents to them is an end to their sense of entitlement. Administrator Biden, Hunter Biden, they're an example and a symptom of what the government has allowed politicians to become. Gluttonous, greedy, and in it for themselves, rather for the people of the republic. And they will have their day when President Trump enters office again, and there will be an end to the spoils of the elected office for which these people seek. All of the rewards, the perks, and so forth. They must come to an end to almost unlimited power, unlimited prestige, and so forth. We have got to stop it. Clearly not what the founding fathers intended, Republican or Democrat, communist socialist leaders, any political person to become within this republic. It is really in part why the deep state has always been an enemy to President Trump, because he's going to put an end to that. Among other things, President Trump is confounding them, all of them. The way that he befuddles them is amusing on multiple levels. I just love to think about what they do. Okay, we've got him on this one. Okay, we've got four indictments against him. Surely this is going to have an impact. Everything that we've done, the fake Russia collusion, the witch hunt, the Mueller report, all of this has done nothing to stop the groundswell of support. In fact, it's done the opposite. It's caused President Trump's reputation, his love, the admiration we have for him, his electability to rise, because with every false accusation that's thrown against him, his popularity increases. His likability, believe it or not, increases. And it's waking up independents, which is even more crucial than what we have ever really realized, I think, in this country. The independents going, yeah, this isn't right. I mean, this is ridiculous. They can see the weaponization. Today, just the story today that there's Nazi groups in America that are identifying with the Communist Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party. They're identifying with what Administrator Biden is doing in America. Anti-Israel, anti-God, anti-life. You got it. That's the Nazi mantra. And they align with the Democratic Party, this radical left liberal group. Now, they'll try to tell you the opposite, but of course, they're wrong. And when you look at President Trump's popularity over all of this in Georgia, let's just take Georgia by itself. He's looking at over 60% approval rating across the board in Georgia, 60%. We've never seen such a lead in modern history during a presidential election. It's never been that high, ladies and gentlemen. You can't underestimate that. There again lies more hope. The other Republican candidates who aren't even in the same league as President Trump should, as I have said in previous shows, ladies and gentlemen, I've said this more than once, every one of these Republican candidates in the primary should withdraw from the race and support President Trump's candidacy. He is the only person capable of doing what we need done in this country, dismantling, destabilizing, deconstructing the deep state. And in Georgia, if the Republican legislature, the Republican governor, and the Republican attorney general want to continue to be relevant within that state, within Georgia politics, they're going to have to come to terms with the fact that the people of Georgia want President Trump back in office. And these rhinos are going to have to realize that. People of Georgia can see and they can understand that Governor Kemp, Attorney General Carr, and all of the rhinos in their legislature are enemies of the people of Georgia and of this republic. And they know that. 94% of Republican primary voters in Georgia, 94%. Say that politics has played a role in the Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis's charges against Trump. 94%. Governor Kemp and Attorney General Carr had better take note, because their life in politics may well be over if they don't start obliging their constituents and following the will of the people in the state of Georgia. They're either wildly out of touch with their constituents, or they are, as I think I'm telling you right now, I believe they are actually members of the leading faction within the deep state and the swamp, within politics and government in the United States of America. They are not true Republicans. They are part of the mechanism that wants to change us, to drive us away from the intent of the founding fathers. Georgia, the people of Georgia, I'm talking to you. There are 94% of you who are Republicans who believe that the charges against Trump are politically motivated. You all need to put pressure on your state legislators to have this case moved out of state court and into the federal court system, and thereby and therewith give it a chance to be thrown out. We have got to come together in these kinds of terms, ladies and gentlemen, to stand firm against the deep state. What they are after is not American. It's not godly. It has nothing to do with the divine providence of God. And we Republicans are the only ones that can claim allegiance with God these days. The absolute, absolute truth is that if you are a commu-socialist, the formerly known as Democrat Party member, their platform, their politics, their policies does not allow for Christian belief. Look at it. Evidence of the obvious is sufficient. excommunication of God, the killing of babies in and out of the womb, teaching children it's fine to mutilate genitalia to become a different gender, ignoring the beauty, the wonder, the God-given gifts that we all have at birth as we are beautifully, wondrously, and purposefully created by God himself. That is not godly. The Republican Party is not perfect, but it doesn't stand for that. At least we strive to do better and to seek out the divine providence of God in our own imperfect ways. And we try to do better. We live up to the expectations and understanding that God founded this republic. We live up to, at least we try to, the values put forth by the founding fathers, the 56 men who signed our Declaration of Independence. And we strive to be one of the 56. Be one of the 56, ladies and gentlemen. That's how we win. And we will prevail. I'll be right back reminding you again, liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Ladies and gentlemen, head over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Find out about this incredible stem cell patch that reactivates your own stem cells that may have been long dormant to give you more energy, to re-envitalize you, re-energize you, get rid of the afternoon droopy eyes, make you sleep better, make you feel and look younger. I believe in it. Head over there, check us out. You can watch all of the archived programs. You can watch them or listen to them. DougBillings.us. There's also a way to support us over there. Please click on that support tab when you go to DougBillings.us. We need your support. And the sponsor for the program, LiveYoungerWithDoug.us. That's a great patch that I'm wearing right now on the back of my neck, right above the spinal cord on my back. There's the patch, the X39 patch that reactivates your own body stem cells, gives you more energy. You feel invigorated, you have more energy, and you sleep better. You look and feel younger. I feel great. LiveYoungerWithDoug.us, the sponsor for today's program, ladies and gentlemen. So Georgia, the feckless rhinos, the neocons in our elected class, ladies and gentlemen, look, we have got to know that obviously when we look around this country, we find ourselves surrounded in chaos, purposeful chaos. The patron demon of the Commune Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, is chaos. They want to cast it out upon us and have us live within it because they think that when we're in chaos, we panic and we cling to the state, that they think that we think the only way that gets saved here is through the state, the federal government. We know that's not true. This will come to an end by virtue of we the people. We are a people that is designed by God. We are born of God. We search out God. And we will, again, see God's divine providence within this republic working its way through to save us. I believe it because we are fed up. And there's such a great reawakening, I think, in this country. Another reason for hope. You know, I speak at these events across the country, the Clay Clark Reawaken America Tour. I've got my own event coming up with the Determined Patriotism Conference that we take in different cities around the country. The one coming up is in November. I would love it if you stop by DeterminedPatriotismConference.com and get tickets to attend. We're going to be in Kansas City this time, right in the middle of the Fruited Plain, not too far from where we broadcast this show. So November 10th and 11th, DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. General Michael Flynn, the keynote speaker, Mel Kay, Ann Vandersteel, Christy Hutcherson. You'll have Father James Altman. You'll have the chairman of the Kansas GOP, Mike Brown, out there. You'll have Alex Stone. Just a lot of great tier one speakers. And the primary reason we have this is to teach and motivate people to get involved in their local levels, just like the founding fathers intended us to get involved in the local level and retrieve our republic from the grip of this tyranny. And we look at Georgia like we have today during this show and the United States in general, and we see the chaos. And folks, I can tell you, Georgia and the United States of America can survive Administrator Biden. We really can. We can survive Administrator Biden and the radical left, but we cannot survive the abject ignorance that elected them. We have got to save the people of this republic from that, and we're called to do so. What we're fed up with is how easy it is for so many people within the Republican Party to sell out the party to the Commune Socialist Party, formerly known as Democrats, to not do anything, to not hold them accountable. That's treachery. It's tyranny. It's anarchy. And we don't do anything about it. All of this that has been cast down upon us. That's what we're fed up with. That's what you are fed up with. You look at what's going on in this country. To sell out the moral fiber of our foundation of the republic is absolutely unexcusable. And we give up to this coalition of immorality. When I say we, I mean the rhinos in the Republican Party. They give up to this coalition of immorality. They don't want to fight it. I don't want to cause any problems. Or they're just locked into their own sense of entitlement, their own ego, and their own clutch on power. And they don't want to give it up. And they know that Trump represents an end to that power. Because to do all of that that we do, all of that that the Republican rhinos don't do, it advances the commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party's agenda. There is no resistance to what they're doing in the elected class, whether it's with illegal immigration, whether it's with abortion, whether it's with the LGBTQ kook community, whatever else you want to talk about. We're tired of being sold out by rhinos. And all of this stuff, this fictitious nonsense going on in Georgia about President Trump expressing his First Amendment rights of opinion is the icing on the cake. This is exactly why we have a Second Amendment, ladies and gentlemen, in the case that government fails to follow the First Amendment. You get that? That's why we have a Second Amendment. In case the government fails in its duty to follow the First Amendment. And they are doing that in Georgia. When you can't voice your opinion about politics, because that's what free speech is all about, folks. The free speech clause in the First Amendment was very clear. And it says, quote, "The government shall make no law abridging freedom of speech." And it literally is about political speech. That's what it's talking about. You can say anything you want to about politics, just as President Trump has done, about a candidate's suspected past dealings with other governments, about the results of an election, about anything. And the government can't stop you from doing that. And the commu-socialists, the formerly known as Democrats, hate that. They hate the fact that free speech exists. They want to curtail it. That's exactly why they're going against the Constitution in persecution of President Trump. They know better. They're not stupid. They're misguided and evil, but they're not stupid, and they know this. And we have to counter it with our knowledge, with our actions, with what we know to be true about the Constitution and freedom of speech. We have got to come to the defense of President Trump at the ballot box and involvement at the local level. 200,000 vacancies of Republican committee men and women across this country is unexcusable. Get out there, becoming a Republican committee man or woman. These are the people who elect people to become delegates to go and elect and nominate presidential candidates, ladies and gentlemen. Get involved and watch the elections. Become an election observer. Many of them are paid positions. Run for office yourself. We have got to take it back from the people who would dare to put on a Sunday morning transvestite dance-a-thon in public restaurants. It happened in Lee's Summit, Missouri. Sunday afternoon, it's reported during church time when the rest of us are at church, the transgender movement putting on absolutely pornographic displays in restaurant storefront windows. We are the ones that have to put an end to this, folks. By virtue of our due diligence and our involvement, we have got to get involved. It's going to take some time. Give yourself patience, 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 but get involved. We never back down. We never give up. That's the nature of Christian Republicans. We do not give up. We help to enact God's hand. We help to make God's hand in this republic more active by our activity, by our involvement. They will not tell you the truth, but you will get the truth here. Share the program. Go to DougBillings.us and click on the support tab and support us so that we can continue to bring this program to people. $5 a month. DougBillings.us. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in this together. Come and see me in Kansas City, November 10th and 11th, and go to DeterminedPatriotismConference.com to get tickets. DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. FecklessLaw.com. November 10th and 11th in Kansas City. Ladies and gentlemen, we are a nation inspired by God, our founding documents inspired by God, written by men. And it is up to every one of us to become one of the 56. The 56 men who signed that Declaration of Independence. They gave up so much and so much was taken from them. Their livelihoods, their honor, their fortunes, but they pledged to each other their honor and their convictions as Americans. We must do the same. Become one of the 56. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Hey, how much do you spend on streaming services every month, including cable? Over $100? I bet you do, or at least close to it. What if I told you there's a company out there that would give you everything from Netflix to Stars to HBO to Hulu to your local sports, your local channels, everything that you've always wanted. You like those Turner classic movies, whatever you like. Q Streaming, that's spelled C-U-E, Q Streaming gives you everything for $59.99 a month, even pay-per-view events. Those of you that like pay-per-view sports, you can get them, and you don't pay the pay-per-view price. It's all included for that $59.99 a month. Go to therightside.myqstreaming.com, therightside.myqstreaming.com. Cut the cord to all of the other nonsense. Do it today, therightside.myqstreaming.com, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Believe it. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows, the slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com, stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers. I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of my show, The Right Side. I'm Doug Billings, talking about the right side of health. Becoming the best version of yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, is important. You see this device over here? It's a little water, hydrogen water, ladies and gentlemen, hydrogen-infused water. The health benefits of this are incredible and well-documented. I want you to go to holyhydrogen.com. Look this machine up. Use the promo code Doug to get $100 off. They have a payment plan. They have a top tier one customer service center. You're going to want to take advantage of this and learn all about it. It takes care of the swelling in your gut. It clears up mind fog. Listen, cancer, glaucoma, the results of the jab, all of these things have been documented to show increased benefits by virtue of infused water with hydrogen. Holyhydrogen.com, ladies and gentlemen, promo code Doug. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.